Lesson 1. No more Shakespeare? Dame Helen Mirren is one of Britain's best-loved actresses. She has won nearly every acting award imaginable, including an Oscar, 4 BAFTAs, and 2 Best Actress Awards at Cannes. Perhaps you know her best as Queen Elizabeth II in The Queen. Mirren started out as a Shakespearean actress and during her long career has performed many of Shakespeare's greatest roles for women. So when she suggested not too long ago that UK schools should stop making children read Shakespeare, many people were taken aback. "Honestly, I don't think kids should be made to read Shakespeare at all," she said. "Does that mean that pupils should not study the Bard of Avon? Definitely not. Children's very first experience of Shakespeare should always be in performance, in the theatre or on film," Mirren said. One well-known drama critic disagrees with Dame Helen. "The problem is not Shakespeare or the difficulty of his language and ideas," he believes. "It's the shortage of good, passionate teaching in schools. I now feel that when it comes to English literature, teachers should not be interviewed but auditioned. What passion can they bring to the subject? If they manage to make the most vivid writer of all dull, then sack them." Newspaper headlines indicate that the problem is not limited to the teaching of literature, however. Recent government statistics show that the majority of UK teenagers fail to get C grades or better in English and math, and that Britain lags well behind other nations in math and science education. What to do about it? Michael Gove, the Education Secretary, thinks the answer is to run state schools more like offices and factories. He announced a plan that would have school days run from 7:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. He also wants schools to open on Saturdays and to add 2 weeks to school terms, totaling 40 weeks a year. This would give disadvantaged youngsters an opportunity to catch up with their more privileged peers. It would also help working parents who are struggling to fit early school finishing times in with their jobs, says Gove. More controversially, Gove recently criticised what he calls the declining virtues of the country's young. He wants troubled teenagers and unruly pupils taken out of school and sent to boot camps, where former military officers and war veterans would teach them respect for others. "These men and women have many of the traditional values that parents feel have disappeared from our schools and need to be restored: self-discipline, a sense of purpose, and a belief in the importance of working as a team."